This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I have a question for you.
I may have an answer.
What is an acceptable commute time around the United States? And in Kansas City, it's going to be way lower. We are so lucky here. You can basically be anywhere in, what, 20 minutes, 25?
Well, if you live in Western Shawnee and work in Lee's Summit, which most people don't, then that would take you about 45 minutes to an hour. What's acceptable?
Yep.
25.
Sam?
For me or for a standard?
For you and then standard, I want both.
For me, if it's more than 20 minutes, I'm unhappy. My drive to work takes me anywhere from 12 to 17 minutes, depending on how my foot feels that day.
Okay.
And standard, probably 30 to 45 minutes. But I know people who live out in L.A. and they live, you know, it's super expensive to live in the immediate suburbia of L.A. So they live in West Palm, which is not very close. A typical drive would be like a 45-minute drive. With L.A. traffic, they sit in 3 hours of traffic to and from work.
I don't understand how or why anyone would do that unless you have a jet, and then there's environmental issues with that.
Yep.
So they looked at this. The U.S. Census Bureau looked at this. And they found this city that has the longest average commute. And even I think this is way low for what I would assume that city would be. I will give you a hint. It's a city that every single person listening has heard of for a very bad reason.
Oakland?
Philadelphia.
Scott is closer than you are.
San Francisco?
I guess it would have to be San Francisco.
People in Brentwood have the longest commute times in the country, according to new U.S. Census Bureau data. The census asked a sample of people around the country about their daily commutes, and it found that people in Brentwood were driving an average 46 minutes a day to work, the highest of any U.S. city. Again, that's just the average. About 38% of people there have a commute that is 1 hour or longer. Second worst is Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
San Francisco comes in at 31 minutes. And then let me find Kansas City. Our average has got to be 16, don't you think? 17?
It would be low. You asked me what would I consider an average commute. That would probably be the number I gave was 25. That would be the most I would be willing to tolerate. Like if I got a job in Topeka, I'm moving to Lawrence.
Right. In 2023, the mean one-way travel time in the U.S. was 26.8 minutes. Higher, by the way, than it was in 22. I would have thought that the mean time would be going down because so many people work from home. What's your commute time? Zero?
Well, but I mean, people are going back to the office more and more as we get further away from the pandemic, so it would make sense that it's higher in 24 than 22.
Hmm.
Real quick, because we promised to give you an update. New stadium talks for the Kansas City Royals could be ramping up once again. Royals owner John Sherman spoke about the possibility of a new stadium yesterday, indicating there was something on the horizon. Quoting here from John Sherman, the Royals owner, "I think this is going to be a very exciting thing for our community. It's about economic development. It's about securing a long-term home for the Royals. We are working very hard. When we're ready to talk about it, we're looking forward to being able to do that."
Well, that said nothing.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, that's not an update. Kentucky Fried Chicken has moved their headquarters, and fans of the eating establishment are unhappy with the fact that they are no longer in Kentucky.
Where are they?
Oh,
they moved their headquarters to Plano, Texas.
Wow.
Huh.
So wait, the Kentucky Fried Chicken headquarters used to be in Kentucky.
Yeah, it actually started in Kentucky.
I know, but businesses move all the time. Is Coca-Cola still in Atlanta?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's not called Charlotte, North Carolina Coca-Cola either.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, if you call yourself Kentucky Fried Chicken, you got to stay in Kentucky.
Do you?
Well, I would think so.
Now, they are owned by Yum Brands, who also own Taco Bell and Pizza Hut. So it's not like the original
KFC.
Colonel Sanders KFC. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they still don't have that mascot, do they?
Colonel Sanders?
Colonel Sanders?
They most certainly do.
Mm-hmm. There's a KFC right down the street from my house.
Huh.
They just don't call themselves Kentucky Fried Chicken, not because they're not in Kentucky anymore. It's because
it's
of
KFC.
The word. It's because of the word fried.
They marketed this, Sam, and they didn't think the word fried. They didn't want fried in, mm-hmm. even though everyone knows when you're going to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken, you're getting fried. You're not going there to eat a salad.
It's not Kentucky Grilled Chicken.
Do you remember those little pudding buckets?
That's
that we used
why they
to get
changed the
kids?
Name.
Remember, you would go in and they had chocolate put in these little things
yes,
with the little foil thing you would peel off, and there was a layer of chocolate, and then a layer of pudding, and a layer of graham cracker. Oh my God. Do they still have those? Those
that
were
I don't
so
know.
Good.
That I don't know.
I used to always go in and pick one out.
For Missouri, guys, this is a very important anniversary for you.
Mm.
Today is the anniversary. It was on this date in 1930 that some guy in Bismarck, Missouri, decided it was a good idea to put a cow named Nellie J. On an old plane. While they were up there, they milked her. It is the anniversary of the first cow ever milked in a plane.
And the only?
No, the first.
No, it's not like this is a thing where cows are milked on planes.
The publicity stunt was for the International Aviation Exhibition in St. Louis.
Is Nebraska Furniture Mart from Nebraska?
Yes, they're based out of Omaha.
Omaha.
There you go.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Bye.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.